Hi, everybody. That's enough of that intro. Welcome to Yeah Yekka, where we cover culture, carnivore, conspiracies, and Christ consciousness. Thank you guys so much for being here. Sorry about that little intro video. I'm not sure what was going on there, why it was skipping so much. But thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Today's episode is going to be about doing the things that you don't want to do and why I think it's important for everybody to focus on that. I almost didn't do the show today because I have been experiencing some really bad, I think it's a migraine. I'm not 100% sure. But I'm going to get to the bottom of it for sure. I don't have experience having headaches or migraines or anything like that growing up. Not even like with my cycle or anything like that. I've just never had headaches. And this last week I started experiencing a headache on the side of my head, kind of near my temple. And it was when I was at the gym and I was lifting some weights, probably heavier than what I was lifting, than what I normally lift, because that's just what I've been doing lately in the gym. And so I started to get a headache when I was at the gym. And so I looked it up to see if that was kind of like something that could happen at the gym, just getting like a headache from overexertion or something. So I saw that it was a possibility. I figured that that's what it was. So, you know, I just made sure to stay hydrated and take it a little bit easy for the rest of the day at the gym. But I experienced it maybe like two or three more times. And then yesterday in my office job, I was just talking with a customer for like an hour and a half, maybe longer. And it wasn't like a stressful conversation or anything, but I did have to go to the bathroom really bad. And he like was just like, you know, it just took a really long time. And then after he left and I was able to go to the bathroom. And then right afterwards, the same headache in the same spot came back. And it was just so excruciatingly bad. The pain was just, I've never experienced anything like it. It was so bad to the point where I started crying and I had like my vision seemed a little off for like just a couple seconds. And so I at that point I was like, well, maybe this is a migraine. And so I'm not really sure. I ended up leaving work early yesterday and my thinking process has, I've noticed, has slowed down a little bit also, just since that really bad headache pain yesterday. And then today, I'm not really big into taking like pills or anything like that, but it was just so bad that I literally just went to the store and got whatever that just generic migraine medicine is, like generic Midol or whatever. And I have not bought those kinds of pills in like so many. I've never bought the Midol actually, but this, I don't know, it was just an emergency, and I would rather try to take just some generic Midol than go to a doctor right away. And I do think someone in the comments saying that they used to get the migraine. I don't know if it's headache or migraine, before starting to drink an electrolyte drink daily. Yeah, so I do think that it might be an electrolyte balance. I feel like a lot of things that we struggle with physically like that are like electrolyte and mineral and vitamin deficiencies and imbalances. Because I did, like, I've been thinking about it, and I did run out of my magnesium before the headache started, and I haven't bought any more magnesium. So I bought some magnesium today also, and I got the generic Midol, and I had some breakfast, and I made a coffee as well. So I'm definitely the I would say the pain is probably totally gone now. But yeah, so I was dealing with that this past week, and then this morning, I was just the headache had like moved. It was still over on my side pretty bad, but it had moved over to the other side, and I was just like, I don't know, I can't really like think very well or anything like that. So I almost didn't do the show today. And I was like, well, I'm gonna try these things real quick this morning. I didn't go to the gym. I'm like scared to go to the gym now. And so I tried those things this morning. I'm feeling a lot better now. The pain is pretty much like almost gone totally. And so I obviously didn't plan anything for the show. And I was like, well, what am I, I'm gonna do the show. I wanna do it. But what am I gonna even talk about? Like, I haven't even thought about it. I just figured I wasn't going to do it because I was just in so much pain yesterday, and I like have to get work done, and I didn't think I was gonna end up doing it because of how uncomfortable I was. And so just a few hours ago, I was like, well, I guess I can talk about doing the things that you don't want to do and why I think it's important to sometimes, most of the time, maybe all, it should be all the time, I don't know. But at least sometimes I definitely think it's good to do the things that you don't want to do, because I firmly believe that that's where a lot of growth happens. Now, obviously, that's not like for every single thing that you don't want to do, because sometimes you don't want to do things because it's like not right, like it's a wrong thing to do. But I think, like today, me not wanting to come on the show, like that is not like a bad thing to not, to not want to do. And so I ended up just deciding to come on and come and see you guys. And I do love doing the show. It was just I had a like health emergency, and but I'm doing a lot better now. So I decided to do it and talk about just, it's just a perfect example of something to talk about, because I'm just giving myself up and, doing something that I don't want to do, to help serve others. And, and I know like coming on here and doing the show is a good thing to do. And I enjoy doing it, and I like coming on here talking to you guys in the comments, and you guys interacting as well. I really appreciate all y'all's support. So I just really wanted to talk about it, and the little bit of prepping that I did before the show. It probably took me longer to put together the cover picture, but I just put together a few Bible verses that just really relate to this topic, and that I just absolutely love some of these Bible verses and like to look at them on the regular basis as good reminders. And when you don't know what to do in life, a lot of times you can go into the Bible and it will absolutely help guide you. And so I put together these little images with some Bible verses. And so I'm just going to start loading them up and go through them and give you guys my thoughts about them. And I'll go through the comments as well while I go along with all that stuff. And let's start with, let's see, I can't really read what's on each of these, but I'll just start here. We'll do, I have Matthew 16:24, and it says, "Then Jesus told his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" Matthew 16:24. And so this one, I really like this one because it's just basically telling you to deny, like it is a direct order, basically, telling you to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. And so everybody, something that I do want to clarify is everybody has a different cross. Everybody has their own convictions and addictions and, you know, problems that they know that they, you know, they shouldn't live that way or, you know, whatever. But we all have our own convictions. We all have different things that we need to work on. None of us are perfect. So, you know, don't ever think that just because somebody seems like they live a perfect, happy life, that that's the way it is, because it's not. We are absolutely all imperfect. But that doesn't mean that we are still not children of God. And so finding out what your cross is, your conviction is important, and being able to recognize that is something that not everybody is even capable of doing. So many people have grown up with like trauma, and especially like childhood trauma. And so some people, I think, just struggle even looking at themselves internally and recognizing what's wrong with them. They think that everything is fine just because they're not seeking God or because they're not seeking to grow and be a better person. I think a lot of people struggle with just even seeing what their problems are. Excuse me. And it's really unfortunate because, you know, when you don't seek God or when you don't seek what God wants for you in your life or what he wants you to do for him, you know, it kind of makes people like just walking around life like aimlessly, like kind of like a zombie. You don't really know what's going around. You don't really know what's going on. You don't really know. You're not aware of some of the things you do. That's something I've noticed just over the year as my awareness has grown over the years. I've noticed a lot of people just literally are walking around aloof and absolutely have no idea of something that's happening like right in front of their face sometimes. And I mean like literally. Or you'll tell them something and they don't even hear anything because they're so zonked out. They're so zoned out and like living as a zombie, that they are not even aware of what's going on around them. So how are they going to be aware of some of the things that they're doing? And, you know, and I think also like people are just afraid to admit that they have, imperfections, you know. It's just like, I don't know, I feel a lot of people carry around shame about themselves, maybe about their past, you know, maybe about something that they are actually doing on a daily basis. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people can feel shame. But, you know, if they feel that, it can definitely make it hard for them to admit their wrongdoings and the things that they know that they shouldn't be doing. But definitely, if you, and I think I talked about this on a previous episode too, if you like want to find out how to become a better person or like what direction you should go in, just sit alone with yourself on your couch or bed or whatever and ask yourself, like, what is the one thing that I can improve myself on, or what can is the one thing I can do better or be better at? And, you know, and you just sit there with yourself sincerely and you sincerely ask yourself that, and, you know, and you will find the answer if you are sincerely looking for it. And that is a really good place to start if you aren't aware of what your personal convictions might be. Definitely try that out. So let's see here. You know, it's just really funny how we, for the most part, I would say, like, a lot of us know the things that we should do. A lot of us know the things that we shouldn't do. A lot of us know what the better option is for us. And we still choose to make the wrong choice. And I think it's just so fascinating because it happens. Like, we all do it. We all do it. You can't say that you always make the right choice. It's like unavoidable. And it's just so funny because sometimes, especially when you're following the path to God, you will later realize, like, oh, now I know why I did that stupid thing and I shouldn't have done that. And, you know, hopefully you learn a lesson. But, you know, I think it's so fun to see situations like that and then go back to it and see if you learned or if you didn't. You know, those cycles are definitely cycles and not the easiest to break either. Let's see. I'm going to jump on my Facebook to see if it is going on there. Okay, cool. I have it on there. It wasn't on there either last week or the week before. I'm not sure. So I just wanted to make sure. Thanks again to everyone joining me here. I'm going to take a look at my notes. Yeah, you know, Jesus gave his life for us. So what will we give him in return? That is different. It's going to be different for everybody. But choosing at least in, you know, you can just start with one act a day to give yourself up to God. It is a really rewarding thing to do. God always blesses you back when you give to him, and it is so glorious to see and experience and be able to share that with others when you do give up yourself to God. And it's so hard. Like, it really, really is. It is not easy, but it's not supposed to be easy. I've been seeing these reels and they kind of say about just the gist of the same thing, but it's this girl and she's saying, like, God, like, why am I always the one that has to forgive others, always the one that has to give more than everyone else? Why am I always the one that has to carry this burden and always sacrificing for others and always giving to others? And God says, that's what I put you here to do. That is your purpose here. And you're not supposed to have an easy life. You're supposed to serve others. Guys, there is a bee in my house, by the way, so I might have to take a moment to scoop it out of here. So we are not put here to do easy things. And our path is a narrow one for sure. So when I saw that video and you know, I came across it a couple times from different people that made it, but it was just, you know, it hit me really hard. It was really heavy because it's so true. Like, God literally gave his son for us. And so we have to basically do the same thing for him as best of our ability. Obviously, you know, we're not going to, you know, literally go up onto a cross, but there are so many things that we can do to sacrifice parts of ourselves to God. And as long as you're choosing the things, the things that you're choosing to sacrifice, I think as long as, how do I say this? As long as you make that decision for Christ, like I am doing this for God, or I believe, I firmly feel that this is what God wants me to do, then you can't be steered really the wrong direction, I feel like. And even if it's not where you're supposed to, even if that next thing that you try is not where you're supposed to end up, there is something there for you that God has planned. You know, sometimes he wants us to take a detour because we need to grow our patience. And, you know, and I thought I had a lot of patience, but God has really been growing my patience a lot this past year. And, you know, and a lot of times we don't know what God's plan is going to be. And so that actually, I can segue into this next Bible verse. Let's see here. It's going to be Romans 12:2. And it is, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. And I just love this Bible verse because it really helps remind me to give up my cross and make sacrifices and do the things that I don't want to do and don't do the things that I do want to do that I know I shouldn't be doing. And, you know, it's like, what if you don't know if you should or shouldn't do something? God wants us to take action. He doesn't want us to just sit there and pray. He wants us to sit there. He does want us to pray, but he doesn't want us to sit there. He wants us to take action. And this verse explains that perfectly. First, he doesn't want us to conform to the pattern of this world. Boom. You're not supposed to be doing what everybody else is doing, basically. And so the big wide open road where everybody is going, that's not where you want to go. You don't want the path of least resistance. You have to transform and renew your mind, literally transform your mind. And like, when I tell people that I'm weird, I think I am normal, but to everybody else, I seem weird. So it's just funny because like the majority is what's considered normal, but the majority is not normal at all. And that's why it's important to try to focus on totally transforming and renewing your mind. Because once you get a better grasp of what normal, quote unquote, should actually be, then it's easier and you're more able to test out and see what is God's will. You're able to, because if you're like, well, I don't know if this is from God, or I don't know if I'm supposed to be applying for this job, or I don't know if I'm supposed to date this person, or I don't know if I'm supposed to go to this place, or, you know, whatever the thing is that you don't know if it's good or bad, you're confused. Because I know a lot of people out there will also talk about, well, if it's from God, it won't give you confusion. Excuse me, I don't really think that's true, because we are kind of dumb sometimes, and we do things we know we shouldn't do. And so I think being confused is a totally normal thing. And if you pray for God to clear that confusion, and if you try to do things to, you know, clear that confusion up or talk about it with somebody else, I think, you know, you can get through the confusion. But I don't think that God isn't sending you a message if you're confused about a certain situation. I still think that there's a possibility that you are in that confused situation for a reason or a million reasons. And I just wanted to share my opinion on that because I don't really agree with everybody else that is saying that. I know it. I see it a lot on social media because I look up a lot of, a lot of stuff in my feed is Christian stuff and Bible stuff and things like that. And so that's something that I have noticed a lot of people saying is that if it comes with confusion, it's not from God. But we're human. Things aren't going to go the way that we expect them to, and sometimes God has a message for us in a situation that we didn't expect to hear that message. And so, being able to have discernment and try out, different things to see if it's in God's will, I think is a very courageous and bold thing to do. It's not easy to be like, well, I don't know if I should be doing this. There's these good points and then there's these bad points, but like, what am I supposed to do? Am I just supposed to not do it or should I do it? Well, God wants you to just do it. Like if he wants you to try it, test it out, and you'll most likely have your answer. And especially if you pray about it as well. That combination of prayer and action is so powerful. I feel like a lot of people underestimate the power of prayer and action. And even sometimes though, I will say, that combination, it doesn't work. It doesn't always work. And and maybe it's because you have another life lesson in there that you have to learn about, or there's something else there for you. I'll say that just because you pray about something and you take action on it doesn't mean that it's going to go the way that you want it to go, because it's God's plan, not our plan. And it's just the way it is sometimes. Let's see here. I have one more Bible verse. I'm just going to skim through these notes a little bit. But yeah, how will you know if you don't try? There's no way for you to know if you don't try. And then you're also left wondering like, well, what if I did try it and then it was the best thing that ever happened? And then you try it and then it's the worst thing that ever happened, but now you know to not let that ever happen again. And you probably learned some other things along the way as well. And so, even though it might have been painful, there's still a lot of things that you hopefully learned from that situation, and you're able to carry it on into the future and grow from it. And so, always testing that stuff out and taking action, although it's a big step, I think it's a very important step. And always, wanting to grow and be a better person, it's never going to be easy. And then also just doing the things that you don't want to do. Just do the things you don't want to do and then see what happens. It's fun, I promise, guys. It's not scary. I'm just kidding. It's very scary. It's very scary, but the cool thing about it is that God is on your side. And you can always give it up to God if you're not able to handle it on your own, because we're just mere humans. Let's see, I'll go to this last Bible verse. And let me see here. Oh, yeah, this is such a good one. This is one of my faves. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5:3-5. Now, this one is a really good one because it's just basically tells you what happens when you're suffering and when you're doing the things that you don't want to do. It produces endurance, which leads to character, which leads to hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And so it's a really beautiful verse, because a lot of people get upset, you know, with when they experience sufferings and difficulties and challenges in their life. But we have to rejoice. We literally have to rejoice when we are suffering, and we have to thank God for letting us experience that, because there is so much to gain in suffering. There is so much to gain and grow from and experience and learn when we are suffering and struggling. Like, I am really weird, because when I'm suffering and I'm going through something difficult, I'm like, okay, God, like, what is this? Like, let's show me, like, what do I got to get? What am I here to learn? Like, please, like, just clear the path. Show me what I'm here to learn. Like, let's get this over with. I have been through this cycle so many times of experiencing something that's a struggle for me, but knowing that I'm here to learn something. And I ask God, just tell me. Like, I've just done it. I've done it so, it's happened so much that I'm like, all right, let's just get to the root. I don't care how much it hurts. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care what I have to go through. Let's get this done. Like, I'm ready to go to the next level. And then I go to the next level, and then I'm even weirder, and I have another cat, and you know, it's just like a cycle that I end up in. And so getting comfortable, being uncomfortable is the key here. And you know, although when you step into that zone of uncomfortableness, if that's a word, it is the unknown. But once you walk through that door, it's just a world of experiences and opportunity to grow and learn from. And, you know, and although it's scary, it's so rewarding. And that's why God clearly says to rejoice, because it is a gift. It is not a tragedy. It is not. And although, like, obviously there are tragedies and sad things that happen, and I'm not saying like, oh, well, if your family member dies, you're not supposed to cry. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. Even in death, there are beautiful lessons to learn. There are such beautiful things to learn, especially learn to value when someone close to you dies. And I know it's weird for me to be saying that with a smile on my face, but I'm only saying that because I am filled with joy, and I have had the honor to experience something like that. And, you know, and it's just when you're able to find the light and love in the darkness, you like it. It's just, it makes life so much easier, even when things get hard. And it just makes life so joyful. Like when you're able to recognize the darkness and you're able to shine the light on that darkness, like you're just, your life will just be full of light. And you know, and it takes a long time and it takes a lot of work to renew your mind to be like that. And everything is in your mind. I remember I wrote something on here. If you can get a good grip on your thoughts and your mind, because the devil likes to get in our head a lot and tell us lies. And that's what a lot of people suffering from anxiety and just, you know, negative thoughts, that's what it is. It's the devil coming in there and trying to take over and trying to tell you all these lies. But, you know, you have to be able to take control of that and pray for help to control your mind and make sure that you're only feeding your temple clean foods, so you aren't more susceptible to that stuff. Because with all this GMO stuff and all these lab made foods, people trying to pretend that they're God, people trying to create food when we already have food on this earth that God gave us. Like, why do we need to create food? We already have cows, we already have fish, we already have plant. Like, we already have fruits and vegetables growing. Like, why are you recreating it in a lab? Like, God's already given us all the stuff that we need. Why do you need to recreate it? So I feel like, you know, nowadays you have to be really careful with all that stuff because it's poison. Like, they haven't done any studies on it, other than rolling it out to the public and studying you guys over the years. You know, and so that's why I think it's really important to also, if you want to have a good connection with God and the Holy Spirit, to feed your body nutrient dense, clean, pure foods as to the best of your ability. Because when you fill your temple with poison, when you fill your temple with seed oils, when you fill your temple with GMO and pesticide laden, gluten, and soy and sugar and artificial foods and lab made foods and super highly processed foods and cows that are fed candy wrappers and other meats that are fed scraps of meat and all these crazy like foods like meat glue, like people don't even know about all this stuff that is in their foods. Like, they think that they can just read the ingredients label and they know exactly what's in your food. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of food lies on the packages. There are so many lies and ways that you can word things on the packages and sometimes you don't even have to list an ingredient if you only use so much of it. So, and then like halal food, that all that food has had a specific prayer prayed over it. So I try to make a point to not get halal food because if I do, or just so happen to, or whatever, know that I'm about to eat it, I definitely try to make a point to pray over that food because I don't want to be eating that cursed food because that is not blessed under my God, that the one God. And so, you know, and you know, you don't want to be like super strict with everything, but just be more aware of it. It goes back to that awareness that a lot of people don't have. And you're able to be aware when you eat good foods, when you eat the healthy fats, when you eat the clean whole foods, the meats, you know, and then the locally sourced stuff is always going to be the best, you know, and eating brain health foods and decalcifying your pineal gland, I promise you, you will hear God. He will be talking to you and you will hear him. And I have been taking this secret supplement. I don't really want to talk about it too much because it's kind of very special and it can get put, I don't want it to go in the wrong hands. It's kind of a, I don't want to say magic, but it's a little woo-woo thing. And so, but my dreams and the thoughts in my head, I've definitely been getting closer to God and God has been sending me messages through my dreams. And also, I am just able to hear God a lot more clearer than I was before. One thing that does help decalcify your pineal gland, which is, it has been said to be your connection to God. And I think there is like one little section in the Bible, I forgot his name, but he says he was battling Jesus in the pineia or something like that. And so it's been said that that is the pineal gland where we struggle, you know, to like fight with Jesus, where it's like, no, where we want to do the thing that we want to do. We don't want to do the thing that Jesus wants us to do. And so I do think that our pineal gland is our connection to God, or just helps us become more aware and be able to hear our intuition and discernment a lot better. From my understanding, I haven't looked into it too much, but I think discernment and intuition might be two different things. I'm not really sure. That's something that I'll need to look into. If any of you guys have any insight to that, that'd be cool if you could share. But yeah, doing the things that you don't want to do does add weight to your life, but you know, like in the Bible says, it just essentially, it makes you stronger. Just like when you go to the gym, you know, you want to get stronger. Well, you're going to have to keep adding more weights. You're going to have to keep adding heavier weights and you're going to have to add more stress. And then that's how you get bigger muscles. And so it's the same thing with life and just the things that you don't want to do. Like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. Well, if you go to the gym, you'll become healthier. You will be more comfortable in your body and you'll be more active. And, you know, it's going to reduce you, reduce your chances of getting cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and all kinds of bad things. And so, you know, that when you do the things you don't want to do, there's always an opportunity for growth and to learn something new and to just be a better person overall and to give yourself up for God. And even if it's a little thing, you know, like what are you going to do today to give up your cross for God? And today, I mean, I try to do it more than once a day, but do things more than once a day to give up my cross for God. But today was I came on the show for you guys, and I almost, like I said, I almost didn't come and do the show, but I was like, you know what, I need to do it. Like, I love doing it. I love seeing you guys on here and interacting with you guys. And so I had to do it. And that is one way today that I'm sacrificing myself for God. And, you know, and if you guys know what you guys are going to do today to give up yourself a little bit in the comments, you guys can let me know and I can look through that. That'd be really cool. But with our gift of free will that God gave us, we get to choose to do these things. And it's an honor. And that's why God wants us to rejoice in our sufferings. And he wants us to act and, you know, see if that's what his will is for us. So when you don't know if something is from God, just, you know, try and see if it is. Try and apply for that job, or try and talk to that person, or, you know, try that new thing that you don't really want to do, but your friends keep inviting you to do. You know, just testing out all these things. And it's, and who knows, like you might do something that you really love doing or that you're really good at. And so finding a way to sacrifice a part of yourself for God, I think is just like, it's so rewarding. And even if it doesn't end up the way that you wanted it to end up, focusing on rejoicing during that difficult time, it will help you be more aware to see what cool or valuable lesson that you can learn from that situation. And sorry, I had some cats fighting in front of me here. And so learning to give yourself up to God every day is just very rewarding and will just improve you in so many different ways. And I think it's just good to remember that when you are following a life towards righteousness and trying to live a more holy life and doing God's will, it just remember that it is not going to be easy. It's not made to be easy. We are soldiers for Christ, and I don't think God wants little weaklings in his army. So it's important to stay strong, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. And so that's kind of why I do my show, because it's something that I have always focused on, is just trying to stay as a strong person. Well, maybe I didn't always focus on it. Maybe I was forced into it at a younger age. But I did realize that it was a part of my purpose and a part of my path. And so focusing on staying strong, physically healthy, staying strong physically, mentally, and spiritually is just a big part of my life. And I think it is important to share that with other believers, because I think a lot of us think that just believing in God is enough. And a lot of us think that just going to church on Sundays is enough, but that's like not even the bare minimum of what he wants us to do. And so, oh gosh. And so, sorry, I got distracted. My cat is getting crazy in here. and so I forgot what I was saying. Nice. giving yourself up to God is what he wants us to do. And I'm sorry, guys. I got so distracted here. But anyways, our path is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be difficult. And just like even coming on here, like this isn't an easy thing to do for me to just like come on and talk to you guys for like an hour by myself. I know I could just invite some guests on too. I just haven't done that, to be honest. And so, and that's one thing that I learned, you know, from coming on here. And sometimes I might not be prepared to talk to you guys for a whole hour. And, you know, and so it teaches me to try to learn to be more prepared, which I'm still learning how to do that, obviously, because I know if I prepare better, I can have a better show. I can for sure stay on for a whole hour without any distractions. I can have a guest, cool guest on. So, you know, it's all a learning process, and it's a never ending learning process either. So we can just try to learn from that and always remember that we're never going to be perfect. And we have to be thankful for having God's grace, and remember to lean on him if, you know, something is too difficult. But you guys, I am going to end the show here, and I want to give a big thanks to my sponsor, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. As you see, my link down here below here, Yakadoc Gold, is where you can start stacking gold and silver with Wolfpack. The cool thing about that is that when you sign up, you're going to save money. So it's a no-brainer, because gold and silver is so important to have. And you guys can, we have it to where it's so easy. You literally just sign up. It starts from $50 up to $5,000. You can do it monthly, and it gets shipped to your door. So you guys definitely check out my link. If you like my show, it really helps me out when you support me through my link. And I have other links of some really cool products down below. So check them out. And you guys, thanks again so much. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks again.